The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest today in the studio is Mandy Cole of the Sebring Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking about things coming up in Sebring. In particular, we'll be talking about the annual Sugar Festival. Just around the corner, hard to believe, you know, Memorial Day's just passed and we're already thinking Sugar Festival. That's just not too far away.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And counting.
And I imagine it's a hectic 3 weeks for the people putting this together.
Yes, yes. It's getting a little crazy.
No matter how hard you plan, it all comes down to putting it together in one slick little time frame.
Yep, in less than a week. Yep, absolutely. Everybody knows that, though.
When does it start?
It starts Wednesday, June 13th with the Sugar Slicer, the golf tournament. But the main activities begin on Thursday afternoon. Actually, Thursday morning through Saturday morning, we have townwide garage sales from 9 to 5 every day. If people want to get in the garage sales in Sebring and they want to be on the map, they'd have to call Donna at 883-3599.
So there's going to be maps available for people coming
yes.
into town where they can see where all the garage sales
yes,
are going to be?
Yes, absolutely. She's going to print up the map, so probably a week prior or the few days before the garage sales begin, and disperse them out to local businesses. So if you want to pick up a map, check out a local business in Sebring, and they should have a garage sale map so you can map out your route.
And have times and everything so you can get there early, because I know the best deals are just
yeah.
when they open.
Better get there Thursday at 9 a.m.
But that's going on through Saturday, you say?
Yes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m.
Okay, and after that you have the Midway open, I see?
Yep, 6 o'clock Thursday night, the Midway opens with all the carnival rides.
Where are they having that?
Right down at the Village Park.
Down at the Village Park.
Where it always has been for many, many years.
So go where you've gone before to
yep.
enjoy the rides, and you got a good Midway, I assume, coming in.
Yep. See, I'm not sure what rides they bring every year. I'm not in charge of that part, but usually they have some decent rides for the kids and, you know, the teenagers and such, and then obviously all the carnival games and everything, too. Then Thursday night begins, well, we have a bike night coming Thursday night. That's going to be from, I believe, 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. You can bring your motorcycles and park them along Frederick Street, which is right outside the entertainment tent. Kind of show off your bike.
Everybody's proud of their ride.
Yeah, I don't have one. I have a pedal bike, so
well,
I might take that.
There you go. You can be proud of that, too. You just can't make it roar.
No, mine still has a banana seat, too, so that'd be kind of fun.
Okay, and then that gets you through Thursday
yep.
evening when you start having the bike night festivities and all of that going
yep,
on.
Yep, and we have Middle Ground. That's a local band. I think most of those guys went to Lakers High School. Middle Ground's playing from 7 to 11 in the entertainment tent.
So there's local entertainment
yes,
there.
Yep, absolutely. Middle Ground, yep. And that ends Thursday. And then Friday morning, June 15th, 7 a.m. to around 2:30 p.m., the fishing tournament that's held at the Sebring Harbor Marina.
Are they going for walleye, which is the biggie in
yes.
Saginaw Bay? It seems
yep.
like the one you'd want to go for.
Yep, it's a walleye tournament. It's a walleye fishing tournament, but I do believe that they give a prize for the best or the biggest junk fish or something like that. So if you catch a crappie or a sheephead or something mm-hmm. like that, hang on to it. You might win a prize, too.
They got rid of all of those with the bow fishing tournament the other weekend.
Oh, those would be carp. No. So the fishing tournament, and Matt Cummings is in charge of that, and you can find him down at the Sebring Harbor Marina anytime, and they know how to get a hold of him. A new thing this year on Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is Kids Paint the Town. That is going to be all ages of kids. The younger ones will be sidewalk chalk, and the older ones will be painting water paints on the windows downtown.
Oh, so you're going to make the town colorful and maybe get some school pride and everything else going on.
Yeah.
As things
yep,
happen.
They can, and the kids can paint whatever they want. Doesn't matter. They all get a prize. They all get you know, just to go out and enjoy the morning before the other festivities begin. Gives kids something to do.
So. And it's an opportunity to do this without being hassled for doing it.
Yes. Yep. 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 And yeah, it'll be a good thing. And then that takes them right into the petting zoo is from 9 to 1. And so the petting zoo is going on down at the park. The kids' paintings downtown. So they're kind of spread out and kind of can do whatever they want. They can go paint the town and then go to the petting zoo or vice versa.
Just don't paint the animals.
No, don't paint the animals. That'd be bad. And yeah, the petting zoo's at the main park. The USA FFA is hosting that from 9 to 1. And then children's activities begin at 11 at the main park. And that'll just be games and face paintings and such. That's all free.
And this is just part of the way to make the festival, you know, for all ages.
Absolutely.
It isn't just, you know, entertainment at night for the adults to go down and enjoy and throw one back. It's for the whole family.
The whole family. Yep, that's what we try to target, is the whole family. The museums are open every day, well, Friday through Sunday. On Friday, the Old Township Hall on Center Street there, they're having tacos in a bag fundraiser from 10 a.m. to 3. All the museums are open from 10 a.m. to 3. So, and then gets us to noon and the carnival rides start again. So,
if you're into those, they keep coming back every day.
Every year, yep, every day. And we have the Arts, Craft, and More show and the tennis courts again from noon to 8.
Is that just an exhibit, or is this where you
can buy? No, you can buy it.
Stuff?
Yep, it's arts and crafts, and vendors show up there in the tennis courts.
So if you see something you like, you might be able to take it home.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
Yep, and new this year, we have a Michigan-made food court. That's going to be in the main park, kind of over by the, because the main park is pretty big, and we have Carnival and Entertainment Tent on one side, and the other side we have the food pavilions and the kitty tractor pulls. So the Michigan-made food court is going to be over by the food pavilion and the, you know, the other pavilions on the north side of the park. The Michigan-made food court is going to be just that, Michigan-made. They're going to be vendors that have Michigan-made products ready to eat or take home.
People may be surprised because we think of just what's grown here in the thumb, but Michigan is like behind California is the most diverse state in agriculture.
Yes, we are.
Things we produce here.
And agriculture is the number one money maker for this entire state. So, do you know how much, Craig?
Gobs?
$92 billion this year.
Ooh.
Just agriculture in the state of Michigan. There's a fun fact for you.
There you go.
That gets us to the child safety activities. The police department hosts that, and that's at the corner of Frederick Street and 4th. And they have just kind of safety activities, and I think they can tour one of the fire trucks, possibly even. They sometimes have the fire truck there, and that's a good way for the kids to get to know the local police and fire departments.
And briefly, I'm not trying to, what kind of activities would they do? Are they like doing car seat safety? Are they doing the whole gambit type of thing?
You know, I haven't been down there in a few years, and I can't quite remember.
Kids aren't quite that young anymore, right?
Oh, no. No, my kids are. I haven't taken them down there. I believe that because with the Sugar Slicer golf tournament, he raises enough money to buy all the kids that come down bike helmets.
Oh, okay.
So they get a free bike helmet. I'm pretty sure they do. You can't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure as long as they make enough money off of certain things to offset the cost of the bike helmets. But the activities, I'm not quite sure about the activities. I think they just kind of do safety activities, you know. They kind of quiz the kids on, you know, wear a helmet, why do you wear a helmet, seatbelts are important, those sort of things. So just making kids aware of safety issues.
Because kids are often blind to that.
They're
just
fearless.
They get focused on something, you know, the ball goes out into the street and they just run after it and
yeah.
Think second about, oh, could there be a car coming?
Yeah, they're fearless. They have no fear. then 3 o'clock, right at the main park there's going to be the Wonder Wheels BMX bike show. All the kids like to they enjoy watching that.
Now that's not just, you know, pretty looking bikes sitting around. This is a show that they
it's
put
a show,
on with,
yes.
With all the fancy riding they do.
Yep, and they do stunts and everything, and we ask them to please do not try this at home.
That's the whole kids safety thing in
kids
front of
kids safety first and then BMX bike
Go
show
to this
after.
Thing, but don't do what they do.
Yes, exactly. We have 5:30. We have a children's parade that goes from the fire hall down Center Street to the park. And then there's a candy drop after the parade. And then the bingo begins at 6 o'clock over in the covered pavilion. That's on the north end of the park. Which brings us to 7 o'clock opening ceremonies, which is probably the second biggest event at Sugar Festival, one being the Grand Parade, two being the opening ceremonies. We have the Honor Guard and National Anthem, introduction of the Grand Marshals, Prince and Princess crowning, and the Michigan Sugar Queen crowning.
So the Queen will be crowned.
A new Queen, the 2012 Michigan Sugar Queen will be crowned.
And they have never said off with your heads.
No,
not
never.
That kind of queen.
Not that kind of queen. She doesn't have that much power. Then that brings us to Friday night. We have the Sinclair's Band from 9 to 1 a.m. And we have the Best 70s Dressed Contest. So bring out your bell bottoms.
Oh, like that 70s show type
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely.
The Sinclair's Band plays that type of music?
Well, they play a little everything. So. But we had the 80s Dressed Contest last year, which was really a lot of fun. We had a lot of people dress up. And we gave prizes, so we will give prizes again this year, too, for the Best 70s Dress Contest.
And it probably took 2 weeks to restock mousse in the stores for all the hairdos.
Yeah, White Rain hairspray, absolutely. That was last year, yeah. Yep, and this year we're everybody's scouring the garage sales and the Goodwill stores for bell bottoms, so.
Yeah, everybody had to have them in those days, and now nobody wants them.
Well, it came back a little bit in the late 90s, early 2000s, but I don't know if they're back that big yet. They're not that big of bell-bottoms. That ends Friday, and then that brings us to Saturday with the road race, the 5K, sponsored by the Rotary, the Seawing Rotary. That'll start at Bayshore Camp. I believe it ends there, too.
And that's a 5K kilometer walk, run, both?
I think you can do both.
Because usually, some people aren't fit enough to do the running.
I can't do the running.
Because they don't want to get to the end and shout, clear.
Yeah. I'm sure the ambulance is waiting for whoever needs it.
And hopefully good weather, won't be too hot.
Right. That's why we do it early in the morning, so it's not too hot. Then garage sales again, 9 to 5. And the Burns Art Gallery is open at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I'm not sure what will be in the gallery for Sugar Festival. I know it's quilts right now. I'm not sure if that'll still be there for the Sugar Festival or not. Then at 10:30, the Grand Parade begins. That goes from Michigan Sugar Piling Grounds area down Center Avenue to Main Street and all the way to M25. And it used to end at the park, and now it's going to just go straight to M25.
Trying to relieve some of the congestion in the
Too
park.
Too much congestion at the park last year.
All these parade entrants and all the people who are there anyway.
Yeah, and all the people trying to leave and the parade floats trying to get through. It was just a little congested. So we're just letting them go right to M25 and the parade ends at M25. Then they can just take off in either direction.
Okay.
And the 11:30 is the chicken barbecue done by the fire department. That's a big fundraiser for the Seawing Fire Department.
Timed perfectly after the parade.
Absolutely. And you can pre-purchase chicken barbecue tickets at certain businesses in Seawing right now.
Oh, then you just hand them the ticket and grab your chicken and go.
Absolutely. It's probably the best way to do it. Then you're guaranteed that good chicken dinner. Then noon Saturday, Midway opens again with carnivals, and museums open from noon to 3. Arts, crafts, and the tennis courts again, and the Michigan-made food court opens at noon. At 12:30, the main stage area, I don't think they're going to be on the main stage because they do a little show, is the Plymouth Fife and Drum Corps. They will be in the parade and then doing a little show after the parade, so that's pretty fun.
Kind of sounds patriotic.
It is. I love the Plymouth Fife and Drum Corps. They're great. I'm glad they're coming back this year. And the time is to be determined. It's hopefully around noon, 1 o'clock, the Sugar Spiker Beach Volleyball Tournament. This is the second year for this, and they built the volleyball courts last year, and it was a great, great turnout. She had a lot of teams last year, and she's looking to have a lot of teams this year. They didn't end till 8 o'clock last year. So depending on how many teams they get, they don't know if they'll start at noon or 1 or 11 in the morning, but they won't run into the parade. You know, they won't start till at noon. So
I assume that isn't you show up with a team and you do it. You're going to need to
you
contact somebody
ahead. You have to contact, and let me see. I know I have her in here. Yep. You have to contact Renee Crum, and you have to get your team in there by June 8th. I think she'll take late registries, but it's more expensive for late entries. Renee's phone number is 883-9099. She also has information about that on Facebook. And you can find the Sebring Chamber of Commerce on Facebook, too, and you could probably find the information for that on our Facebook page.
And she can tell you the cost to register.
Yes.
She can tell you how many team members you're going to need to have all those.
I'm pretty sure it's four, but she can give you all the rest of the details. Absolutely. Yep. It was a great turnout last year, and there was a big crowd watching them, too. So it was a lot of fun.
Do you do men's and women's, or is it mixed?
I think it's mixed. You can do mixed teams. And I think she was, last year, I know she was trying to do 40 and over, but she didn't have enough teams to do that.
Well, you know, 40 and over, I mean.
Well, come on, that would be fun.
It would be exhausting.
It would be exhausting for them, yes, absolutely. But. And that'll be ongoing all day. And the volleyball courts are directly behind the entertainment tent. They're right to the south of the entertainment tent and the park. From 1 to 5 p.m., the Natural Tones polka band is playing in the entertainment tent on Saturday. And they're going to have the best polka dance contest. So bring your partner. And you might win a prize for your best polka dance. I don't know who's judging it, because I don't know how to polka, and I wouldn't be able to judge that. So.
I would get worst. If they had that trophy, that would probably be it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, maybe we should do that, the worst polka dance, because that'd probably be more of that than the good ones.
That would probably be harder to judge.
You're right, probably would be. 1:30, we have the Wonder Wheels BMX bike show again at the main park, and bingo from 2 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. And 5:30, the time has changed for the big tractor pulls this year. We'd started them in the afternoon last year, but we're going to kind of try and go a little bit later into the evening and into the, hopefully not too dark, but it might get a little bit dark. From about 5:30, we're going to start the tractor pulls, and that's out at the motocross, MPX Motocross Racetrack. That's on the north end of Sebring, right on M25. And that brings us back to 7 p.m., the main stage. The USA Cub Scouts Pack will be presenting the flag and doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll have a little bit of musical entertainment on the main stage also Saturday evening. And, yeah.
Terrific.
The Music Doctors will play on Saturday night, and we have Best Rocker Dressed Contest and Best Country Dressed Contest. So,
you either bling yourself out or you get the gingham out.
Yeah. Yeah, and, rocker, I'm thinking 80s, 90s rocker. One of my, a girl I know is, we're thinking about doing a mohawk on her hair and doing it different colors, so something to think about. And then it's just for fun. It's okay. It'll wash out. The fireworks display, which is I know they've generated a lot of money for the fireworks this year. It should be a great show as usual, and that's at dusk on Saturday
and
night.
Where's the best viewing of that?
At the park.
Do you shoot it off, you know, like over the water? Do you kind of have a different locale than I'm thinking of? Or?
No, it's over the water, but the best viewing is right at the park, at the south ball diamond there. There's a lot of parking right there. There's a little hill right there. Everybody kind of throws their blankets down and camps out for a little while, and that is the best viewing for the fireworks.
Terrific.
Yep.
And that's a great way to end Saturday.
Yes.
With fireworks.
Yes.
And Sunday is usually kind of
a relaxed
bring
day.
Bring air down kind of day, just to wind things up.
Yep, and Sunday we have the fly-in at 7 a.m. That's out at the airport.
Do you have specific people coming in, or is this just people who want to partake in Sunday's activities?
Whoever, and you don't have to sign up for it. So if you have an airplane, fly her in.
There you go. long as the runway's long enough and your plane's small enough.
Yeah. Don't bring a, 757 in. Pancake breakfast is from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, and that is going to be a big fundraiser for the USA FFA, and the FFA alumni will be helping them. it'll be a great, yummy pancake breakfast. And at 10:30 is the worship service, so you can either eat breakfast before the worship service or after.
And I assume it's non-denominational, everybody's invited on out.
Absolutely, and it's in the entertainment tent.
Okay, and then you get back into some more traditional type activities.
Yep, the Little League championship games begin at 11:30, and they have, I think, three games.
Is that the Seaboing Little League?
It's USA Little League. Yep. All the kids from the USA area, Little League championships games begin. And that's on the North Diamond, the bigger diamond. And that kind of goes all afternoon, one game right after another. And we have kiddie tractor pulls. The registration for that is at 1, and then the actual pulls begin at 2. That's always a big turnout. That's lots of fun watching the little kids do that. They have a blast.
Now,
pedal tractors.
They're pedal tractors. I was just wondering if they were small little tractors, because there's a mini kind of class, and then there's the full big ones you see.
No. These are just little tractors. I don't know the ages. I think there's different age groups, but it's for toddlers and young children. No 13 or 14-year-olds. None of that. 1 o'clock p.m. out at the motocross racetrack, we have the mini tractor pulls and lawnmower races. That used to be down at the park, and we have moved it over to the MPX racetrack because both tractor pulls will be on the same track now, and it'll be much more convenient for everybody, and the track will be nicer, and it'll be great.
Sounds exciting, because I've seen people mowing lawns, and I thought they should have been in a race. Boy, they zip around.
Yeah, no kidding. And their lawn's not cut very well either, is it?
Well, that's secondary.
That doesn't matter. Get the job done first. Yeah, so it's actually the MMMTPA, Mid-Michigan Mini Tractor Pull Association, tractor pulls and lawnmower races, out at the MPX Motocross Racetrack at 1 o'clock on Sunday, June 17th, which is Father's Day. So take your dad to breakfast.
Take him to church.
And then go watch tractor pulls.
There you go.
Museums are open from 1 to 3 on Sunday. Burns Art Gallery from 1 to 4. And there's an ice cream social down at the food pavilion at the north end of the park from 2 to 6 p.m. And then the button drawing is at 5:30. Now, if you buy a button around town the next 3 weeks, you get two things. I think it's a $2 button. You get entered in a drawing. I think you win money, pretty sure. And the second thing, if you wear your button into the entertainment tent, you get $1 off your admission. So that's a good incentive to buy a button. Really, it's only going to cost you $1 if you go to the entertainment tent, because you get $1 off. So, and then at 6 p.m. is the annual Wrap Up the Sugar Festival Farmers versus Merchants softball game.
And
merchants won.
Heavy competition there, to be said. There's bragging rights involved in town, all those types
of
things.
Yeah, merchants won last year. As my husband said, they got their butts kicked. Farmers got their butts kicked, so.
Well, at least it wasn't in the market.
Yeah, somebody's got to lose. And it was just the farmers last year.
So they're going to be gunning this year.
Yeah, I think they might try and stack the team, but I don't know. I think the merchants have a pretty good team. I go both ways. I'm a merchant and we farm, so.
So you're caught in the middle in this.
Absolutely, but it's fun.
Either that or no way that it goes, you don't win.
Well, my husband plays for the farmers, and I sit on the merchant side, so it's good fun.
Well, that sounds like it calls for an awkward evening
afterwards. Family feud, yeah. No, it's all for fun, and it's actually, that if you want to see some fun entertainment, the farmer merchant game is pretty comical.
All right. And again, the dates for the Sugar Festival are?
June 14th through the 17th.
With the Sugar Slicer golf tournament on Wednesday the 13th.
Wednesday the 13th, yep. I don't really advertise that much because you can't get in it.
Oh, it's all filled up?
It's always filled up. Brandon Gettle's in charge of that. You can give him a call. I'll give you his number. His number is 977-0894. But it's tough to get into. But he could put you on a waiting list for next year.
For next year. Wow.
Yep. He gets, Brandon does an excellent, excellent job with that golf outing. He gets prizes from all over the state of Michigan, from the casinos, from resorts. He does an excellent job with that golf outing.
Now, we went through a whole schedule here. Is this available online, say, on your Facebook
page? Yes, actually, I have events on the Facebook page, certain events. I don't have it all listed on the Facebook page, but it is every bit of what I just read off is on SebringChamber.com.
And you can check through there, get your calendar marked for the events you want to go to, and get things set. It is June 14th through Sunday, June the 17th, Father's Day. This year's Sebring Sugar Festival. It is the 48th annual. I understand you got big things coming up because you're getting ever closer to that big 5-0.
Yes, 2 years. We have our 50th anniversary, our 50th annual Michigan Sugar Festival.
So I have a feeling that one's going to be a blowout.
I hope so. I hope so. We're already planning and thinking about things for that. And
I suppose if people have ideas, they should let the chamber know. I mean,
absolutely.
It's their town, too.
Yep, absolutely. And we are always open to suggestions. Anybody can contact anybody that's on the chamber board or even just a business owner. Go and talk to them. It's a little town. Everybody finds out everything. So
it gets around fast.
It gets around. And anybody can always come and talk to me about anything. I hear good, I hear bad, I hear it all, and I have no problems taking the good and bad comments.
Well, I appreciate you spending time with us today. Sebring Sugar Festival, June 14th to the 17th. It's the 48th annual, and a lot of activities. Again, you can find it on the Sebring Chamber's website if you want to find out all the events that we went over today and maybe print off a copy for yourself. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.